We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu increases. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Mivin me hekdesh kisba seira. You have someone who set aside money for his korban chatas to buy a kisba. Korban chatas is either a kisba or a seira. It's either a sheep, female sheep, or a female goat. And he set aside money he had in mind to use that money to buy a kisba. But then he changes mind. He wants to use the money to buy a seira, to buy a goat. So that's perfectly acceptable. And the reverse is also true. Me hekdesh seira kisba. From the money that was set aside to buy a seira, he can use that money to buy a kisba, to buy a sheep. But then the Mishnah continues. Even the following is true. Me hekdesh kisba seira torun ben ayona. A person set aside money to buy a kisba or a seira for his korban chatas. He can use that money to buy, instead of the animal, to buy torin ubeneyona, to buy turtle doves or young pigeons. We'll see later in the Mishnah will give us the case, but we remember Karmen Oliviyoreid as an example where a person can afford it. He's supposed to bring a sheep, but if he can't afford it, so then he can bring birds. So that could be the case where the money was set aside for a kisba or a seira, and then he uses the money instead for torin and beneyona for the birds. Mehekdesh torin ubeneyona asira saifa. And let's say you have a case where a person set aside money to buy birds. He was in the dal, in the poor level in terms of financial capability, and then he needs to bring an asira saifa. Now he's impoverished. He's dal shavidalus, and he can only bring, for this carbon elevator, he can only bring a carbon mincha, a tenth of an eifa for a carbon mincha. That's okay. The money was set aside for tarim b'nayona. He can use that money for an asira saifa mincha offering. Okay, so as the Mishnah tells you, how does this work? In what case do we say that the money designated for a goat or a sheep can now be used for the Torah of Bnei Yonah? So Mishnah says, Hifrish kisbo l'seira, and then he became poor. Yavi oaf, he can use the money and bring an oath. And of course, the point of the Mishnah is there was a lot of money set aside. He realized he needs that money to buy food for his family because he and he became poor. So he can use some of the money to buy birds. And with the leftover money, the remainder, he can use that money for himself. Let's say he became even more poor. Yavi Yasiris Ta'efa. He's able to use, and that's what the Mishnah means, when it says Torin B'nei Yonah, he set aside money for that, he can use the Manasiris Ta'efa. He needs the money for his family. He's Dal Shabidalim, so he's able to use that money to buy just a very cheap mincha offering, and with the rest of the money, he can use for his family. This is really an exception to the rule. When we have something, we have a case where you set aside money designated for a chatas or an asham, you have to use that extra money if there's extra money, you have to use the money for olos, for the carbon adava, as the Mishnah says, shkalim in the second parak. But regarding the carbon olivioraid, which is where it depends on your financial status, so this is an exception, you're able to use it for a different type of the same carbon, meaning obviously worth less, but meaning you owe a carbon olivioraid for whatever the avera was. So you're able to use the remaining money for yourself and just transfer some of the money for a different carbon, whatever the carbon is, if it's not a Asiris, so now it's Torah ben Ayona, or even Asiris Ha'efa. Where do we learn this from? So the Pasuk says, V'chiper alav ha-kohen mechataso. Mechataso means from. So that teaches you that you can achieve atonement mechataso, even when it's using only part of your chatas. You can atone for yourself using only part of the money that you originally designated for the carbon. So that's a proof that you're able to use the ready money for yourself and only part of the money for kapara. Hifrish la asira saifa. Let's say we have the opposite. Person set aside a little bit of money because he could only afford an asira saifa, could only afford the mincha for this avera. Heshir, now he has enough money. Yaviyof. So he should add on to that money. And he should bring a bird. Heshir, he has even more money now. Yavi kisba usi'ir. So here I have a different pasuk. We had mechataso before. Vichiper alav akoin mechataso. But there's also vichiper alav akoin al-chataso, different pasuk. So al-chataso can be understood as in addition to your chatas, in addition to the monies that you set aside to bring a chatas, al-chataso, in addition to that, you're going to add money and bring a different type of chatas, which is what a person would be obligated to do if now, in fact, he is able to afford it. Hifrish, let's say, once again, a hifrish lasir ta'ifa ha'ashir yavi of, ha'ashir yavi kispa o'si'ira. Hifrish kispa o'si'ira v'nistav. Let's say this is not where you designate money. You actually designated an animal. You designated a sheep, female sheep for the carbon chatzis. You designated a goat, a female goat, v'nistavu, and now they unfortunately developed a mum. So the Mishnah now says, imratza yavi v'demehen of. So this is a big chiddush, because normally if you have an animal that doesn't have that didn't develop a mum, so you're not allowed to exchange that for another animal. You already designated this particular animal. At that time, you had enough money, so you bought that animal. Now you designated that animal. That's the animal you have to bring, even though you become poor right now. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that here it developed a mum, so you can't bring that animal anyway. So now we say you can use the money to buy, it develops a mum, and what do I do? Then I redeem it, and what do I do with the money? So now I can buy an oaf, since now the person is poor. So, and the original animal anyway that you designated, this is animal designated, not money designated, the animal that you designated developed a mum, so you can't bring it anyway. So now, with the money that you have after you redeem it, you buy an oaf, and the rest of the money can you keep for yourself. Hifrish oaf v'nistoev, let's say you designated an oaf, you're in that middle category, and it developed a mum, and now the person is very, very poor. So maybe we would say, oh, now I should be able to redeem the oaf and bring an asir saifa. Says Mishnah, no, lo yavi bidam of asir saifa. You can use that money. You can't redeem the bird and then use that money to bring an asir saifa mincha flower offering. Use the rest of the money for yourself. Why she'ein la oaf? Pidyon. There is no pidyon. There is no redemption for a bird. The bird developed a mum. There's nothing you could do about it. Bar Tanur quotes the pasuk Vayikra Chav Zayin Veheemides Abeheima Lifnei Hakohen. It could have just said Veheemid Osa. Why does the Torah emphasize Behema? The Torah was speaking about a Behema before that. To teach you Behema Niftis Vein Ophos Velo Eitzim Velo Levona Velo Klicharis Niftim. A Behema can be redeemed, but that stands in front of a Kohen to be assessed, to be appraised. But you can't do that with Ophos that have developed a more Eitzim wood that can't be used anymore, or Levona, Frankincense, or a klisharis. You don't redeem those. So it happens to be, he may be very poor and he could use money to buy an asiris or eifa mincha because he's dal shabalam right now, very poor. But to assume that he's able to redeem the bird with now developed a mum and use that money for the asiris or eifa, that he's not permitted to do. Perek Vav Mishnah Test, the final Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kvasim kodmin le'iza b'chamakam. You'll notice that in the Chumash, generally speaking, kvasim, sheep will always be mentioned before goats. It says min ha'kavasim min ha'izim tikachu. Let's say that's in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, or ola seva kavasim ova izim. That is in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav. Kavasim mentioned before izim. So you see that generally speaking, kavasim mentioned first. Yachol mimnei shem uvchar mehem. You would have thought maybe that's because they're preferable. That should be the choice. If I have a choice between a keves or an aiz, I should bring a keves. The answer is no, Tamil Amar says the Mishnah, Vim Keves Yavi Karbono Lechatas. Now it's important to know the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it says in Vayikra, Perek Dalet Vehevi Karbono Seiras Izim. So there, Se'iras Izim, the goat is mentioned first, and only afterwards the keves is mentioned. And that we need that one pasuk to teach you, Melame Cheshneim Shkulim, they're equal. There's no preference for keves over an eiz, because there's at least one pasuk that mentions the eiz, the izim, before the kevasim. Then the Mishnah says, Torin kod milavnei yonah b'chol makom. You'll notice when the Torah speaks about the turtle doves and pigeons, we Torin are the turtle doves, b'nei yonah are the pigeons, and we will always mention them first. Yachol mibnei shem uvchar mehem. Maybe it's because we prefer the Torah and the turtle doves over the bnei yonah, over the pigeons. So the answer is no. Tamal omar uven yonah osor lechatas. Here we have a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Beis that mentions the ben yonah, the pigeon, before the turtle dove. Malame chishneim kulim kashkulim. That teaches you that both are equal. There's no preference for one over the other. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'av kodem la'im b'chol makom. You'll notice that, generally speaking, the Torah will write father before mother, kabinei savicha v'esimecha, or umake aviv v'imo, umekalil aviv v'imo. So, Mishnah says, maybe that'll tell you So maybe that means that there's supposed to be greater honor given to the father over the mother. Tamalamar, now the pasuk says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Mother is mentioned first. Melamin sheshneim shkulim is there to teach you that they're equal. But the Mishnah then tells you that may be on a d'oraisa level, that the father and mother are equal. Av amru chachamim, but the chachamim have told us, rabbinically ha'av kodem l'ayim, that we say that the father takes precedence over the mother b'chol makom. So if the mother asks you to do something, the father asks you to do something, so we give honor to the father first. That's because midirabbanan. Why? Mipnei shehu v'imo chayav b'chol aviv. Because it's logic would dictate that. Since the mother has an obligation of honor for the husband based on the ksuva, based on halachos and maseches ksuvos, perikei mishneh, certain services the wife has to do for the husband. So therefore, we would say, well, if the mother has to give kavod to the father, so then the son, obviously should give preference to the father as well, because he and the mother are both obligated in the covenant of the father. So that's a logical deduction that the Chachamim have made. And therefore, the kavod of the father is before that of the mother. There is some discussion, but what if that which there? So if you're telling me it's something about, like, look in the Mishnah, what certain things a wife does for the husband, pours the wine, let's take that as an example. So if the father asks the son to pour the wine, and the mother asks the son to pour her wine, so the father takes precedence, because the mother's obligated to do that for the father anyway. But what if the parents are each asking for something that's not an obligation of kavod for the wife to do for the husband at all? So then the son should probably, the child should have a choice to do for the father or the mother. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein b'talmud Torah. And the same thing is true when it comes to Talmud Torah. What does that mean? Im zacha habein lifnei harav. If let's say you have a son who has a great zechus, he learned a lot of Torah in front of a particular Rebbe. Kodem esav b'chol makom. He then is obligated to honor the Rebbe before the father. Because the father and the son both have the obligation of giving kavod to that Rebbe. The type of Rebbe we speak of is Rabba Muvhak, is someone, and the Bar Tanura says, Sherov Chachmaso Laba Mimenu, from whom the child learned most of his wisdom, which is very rare nowadays. Most of our wisdom we get from Sfarim and from different Rebbeims. We don't have one particular Rebbe, but assuming there would be a case of Rabba Muvhak, then the son would have to give that Rabba Muvhak greater honor than his father. The Rebbe would take precedence over the father. The Bar Tanura gives the examples. Kigon, to return a lost object, liftos mibeis hashevi, or to redeem from captivity, ulahachayos, to save his life, of lifrokimo, or to help unload the animal. Vim avit tam chacham, though, if the father is a Torah scholar, afal pisha eno shakol kenegar abo, even if he's not equal in scholarship to the Rebbe, but the father at least is a tam chacham, then aviv kovd in the rabbo, v'afilu rabbo mufak, then the father is a little bit of a tam chacham, then the son has to honor the father even before his Rebbe, even before his Rebbe muvak. Why do we say that the father has the obligation to honor this Rebbe, which is why the son, therefore, has to honor the Rebbe, since the father also has to honor the Rebbe? So the answer is because the father is obligated to give honor to every Talmud Chacham, and that's certainly his son's teacher, the Talmud Chacham, and certainly his Rabbi Muvak, so that since the father has to give honor, so the son, therefore, has to give honor to the Rebbe over the father. We have completed Maseches Krisus.